The idea behind early retirement, or incentives for those already eligible to retire, is that employees would be replaced by younger workers who would have less seniority and be paid less. Republican Representative John Gard of Peshtigo says the million-dollar retirement deal of former Milwaukee County Executive Tom Ament increased public cynicism about government and resulted in a recall effort. And Gard says savings can't be verified.
Because nobody can verify it, would any assumption is built under the belief that not any of those employees' jobs who leave are going to be filled. Now, all of us know that's not going to happen.
Gard says he might consider an early retirement package if backers can prove there'd be savings. Retirement incentives are backed by Democratic Senator Bob Wirch of Kenosha.
We hear lectures back and forth that we must run government more like a business. This was copied after the cuts that General Motors uses, Ford uses, and we copied the Republican governor of Michigan. Governor Engler came out with an early retirement.
Wirch says elected officials would not be eligible for retirement incentives. The state recently increased retirement benefits for all government employees by about 10%. In 1989, about 11,000 employees took advantage of an early retirement window. A retirement window for state employees only in 1982 resulted in about 30% of eligible workers retiring, and a study showed that plan cost the state more money. The state Senate has ordered an actuarial study of retirement incentives. I'm John Powell at the state Capitol.